for metals and so on. Even goldsmiths, you see, and so on like that.
Did Blackshire have its own blacksmith?
Every community had a blacksmith. In fact, many of these farmers did their own, were their own smith. My wife's father operated a blacksmith as a part of his farm operation and made repairs to farm implements for his neighbors. Every community, there would be a smith there.
Now, is this considered the Blackshire community, or is this
Well, I taught at Blackshire 13 years, and most of the time we have gone to church there, and most of the business we've done in Blackshire, so I kind of think of Blackshire as the hometown, but actually we're closer to Patterson, and I get my mail out of the Patterson post office, therefore it's my address. But most of them, practically all the other ties I have are with Blackshear.
Right. I just wondered, you know, what the actual community would be. Mm-hmm. If you went into the church in Blackshear, now that would not be one of the primitive Baptist churches?
No, the primitive churches are just about gone. There's a little church in Patterson that's they're called Bethlehem. Named after the ancient Jewish city, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's just about out of existence. I don't think they have, I think they have fewer than a dozen members. I'd say more like half a dozen. And they meet once a month, some months. They don't even meet every month. There is a progressive primitive that have a nice church in Jessup. If you drive into Jessup on that four lane to your right as you're going in Jessup, you'll see the Jessup Primitive Baptist Church, about as nice structure as anybody else has. And when in Waycross here, if you turn to the right, just short of the cemetery, I'm sure you've noticed that cemetery on the right. Going to Waycross, perhaps?
I haven't been to Waycross yet.
You wouldn't know about it. But anyway, there is a small progressive primitive Baptist church in Waycross. What I'm saying is they call themselves progressive because they have adopted some things that the old-timey primitive didn't do. I mentioned, for example, that the old primitive didn't have Sunday school. Well, the progressives do, and so on like that, you see. They call themselves progressive because they've picked up some new ideas.
Well, I wondered why it had the title primitive.
Well, of course, it simply means the first.
Uh-huh.
Just like primer, primary, any of those words are derived from the Latin root that means first.
So to me, you know, primitive has a different meaning for me.
Well, you might think of something being primitive as being sort of lacking refinement or lacking comforts.
A house without
but a basic.
You know, indoor plumbing would be primitive.
Okay, but basic. Well, again, it's still meaning first because there was a time when no houses had your plumbing or electrification and so on. So it still is the same basic meaning when you use it in that sense.